you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. It has been a joy to get to know him and to be engaged in praying for him. And, of course, we were praying for his staff as well. He is the former chief, or I guess we have to call it the acting chief, of Custom and Border Protection. And then it became this incredibly long title. And so we had to try to figure out how to shorten it. I welcome my friend Mark Morgan to the program. Mark, welcome. It's great to have you.
Pastor Greg, thanks for having me. I hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Yes, we did. And I pray the same for you as well. And I thank you for sending me Thanksgiving greetings. That was very precious. I really appreciated that very much. Well, we were talking there in the green room about, you know, what we're both sensing and feeling relative to where we are as a country. And I had a guest earlier that, and by the way, Eric Caron, hello. I know he's listening because he said, I'm going to be listening, former Treasury agent. And he was like, no, I really want to hear, you know, what Mark has to say. But he was talking about a new policy, ICE sanctuary country policy, stopping the arrest and return of any and all illegals. Mark, talk to me about, first of all, I mean, your thoughts on that, I guess how you feel about that relative to all the hard work that you and all of your agents did to help secure our country and make this a safer America. And then what does this actually mean for law enforcement and people in cities literally across the country?
Yeah, you know, Pastor Greg, that's very important. There's a lot to unpack there. But first of all, you and I were just talking a few minutes ago. You know, unfortunately, I wake up every day, you know, angry and frustrated. And not just for the fact that, you know, the Biden administration inherited the most secure border in our lifetime, and they undid it all with the stroke of a political pen, but it's also that they're lying to the American people about it. I mean, almost everything that comes out of the White House press secretary's mouth on immigration, she's absolutely just spin, misdirection, and blatant lies. The DHS Secretary Mayorkas, the same thing. I mean, his last testimony, you know, a week or so before Thanksgiving, I mean, I at some point, I just had to walk away because literally everything coming out of his mouth was a lie. Or he said he didn't know the information, which I also knew was a lie because, again, I've been there at the highest level. And look, when it comes to the sanctuary cities and really the sanctuary country, we've been saying that since day one. They've created a welcoming center on the front end, literally on our borders, and they've created a sanctuary country throughout with respect to basically restricting ICE's enforcement authorities to not be able to remove somebody that's in the country illegally. Right now, basically, here's where it's at right now. You have to be a known or suspected terrorist or convicted of an aggravated felony to actually be a priority for ICE to remove. That's where we're at right now.
That, I mean, well, I remember when they said that, you know, if you are an illegal immigrant, well, you're no longer breaking the law.
That's right. If being, that's part of their strategy, is removing the part of the illegal from the illegal alien. So right now it is no, and Secretary Mayorkas, his last memo, it said just that, Pastor Greg, is that it's not enough to actually be in the country illegally for ICE to actually deport you. It's also not enough, if even if you've been through the entire process, the asylum process, and you've been you've received a court order removal from a judge, this secretary says that's not enough either. So you could be here illegally, you could actually have a court order of removal after going through the process, and that's still not enough to be removed.
And of course, we're seeing this, you know, we have parents, angel parents, who, yeah, and that number, sadly, continues to grow, Mark, because of the fact that we have these individuals coming. And we should not be naive to believe that our enemies around the world, these are not just, you know, poor immigrants from, you know, lower South America. These are warrior age Islamic militants, cartel and gang members. One of the biggest problems we're facing right now, as I understand it, is in places like Oregon and way up north in California, the cartels have taken over and are harvesting. And because of the fact that these states have legalized marijuana, they're able to freely harvest in these states and then export out from these states to states where it's not legal, and back into Mexico and back down into South America. Literally, America is becoming what was once Colombia.
Look, Pastor Greg, there's some very important points you just made. One is, this is something we've been saying for a long time. What happens on the Southwest border does not stay at the Southwest border. That's why we've been saying for a long time, every town, city, and state is a border town, city, and state. With the threats that we face on the border, they make their way into every state in this country. Number two, this is about border security first. Look, illegal immigration is just a subset of the vast complex threats that we face from outside our borders. First, we must secure our borders, because when we open our borders up to one threat or one crisis, we open our borders up to that vast threat of set of complex threats. So right now, 60% of Border Patrol agents are pulled off the line to process what will be over 2 million apprehensions this calendar year, leaving large areas of the border wide open. What's happening? Drugs are pouring into the country. Gang members are pouring into the country. Criminal aliens are pouring into the country. And our vulnerability with respect to our national security exponentially increases every single day because of this administration's open border policies. Look, CDC just came out recently that said over 100,000 drug overdoses in this country. And our border now is more wide open than it's ever been, and drugs are pouring into this country. But look, this fiscal year, Border Patrol apprehended 14 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. 14. That's just what we know that they've apprehended. How many have gotten away that we don't know what their status is? Because by the end of this calendar year, that number of gotaways, it's going to be 500,000 or more. That means 500,000 illegal aliens evaded apprehension and made their way into this country that we know nothing about, because the Border Patrol resources are pulled off the line to basically be daycare providers, processing agents, and transportation agents. That's where we're at right now.
And of course, you know, when you talk about also what's happening in our cities, and I'm referring specifically to the issue of the reduction of prosecutions that are happening, things like, oh, you know, if you're an enemy combatant, no big deal, right? You're an enemy combatant, so you can have a gunfight in Chicago. And apparently now that's not going to be a problem. You open yourself up to those kinds of things, and you've dealt with these folks down at the border as the former chief of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. You have you've stared the enemy, as it were, the cartels and these gangs, these international criminals, in the face. How dangerous is it for us to have that kind of policy with the Soros DAs that we're dealing with?
Well, so that's a good point, and that's why we also talk about this. This isn't just a federal issue, right? This is why elections matter, not just at the federal level, but local as well. Local district attorneys just won, mayors, and et cetera. So people have to get involved, and their vote has to be counted. Because right now, that's why I called Secretary Mayorkas, the chief architect of this administration's open border policy. Pastor Greg, that's why I've called him. He's a danger. He's a danger to this country. Look, right now, we're being driven by a bunch of ideologues, and their ideological hubris is making them ignorant. They don't care about the second, third, or fourth order of effects when you have open borders. And look, I could give you countless examples, and we've talked about it. The thousands of angel families. Look, there's a lot of crime in this country that would be hard to prevent. But what I know the crime we can prevent is someone that here is here illegally, that should have never been in this country. If we're doing our job enforcing immigration law, those angel families should not exist. Those Americans should not have died. The tens of thousands of drug overdoses that we see every single year, we could positively impact that by cutting off the supply, of which the majority of drugs pouring in this country are coming from the southwest border. We could keep going on and on. The most inhumane thing that we could do, not only for this country, but the migrants themselves.
Sure.
That's great. The Border Patrol this fiscal year under this administration has discovered more dead migrants than any other administration before. Over 12,000 rescues of migrants trying to illegally enter the country, that countless would have perished had it not been for the brave men and women of the United States Border Patrol. The trafficking that increased, the exploitation that increased. I mean, migrants, young women and children on their journey up here, you know, non-governmental organizations right. said up to 30% of them are exploited or abused. How is that humane? It's not.
Well, and I've talked about this before, folks. You know, these folks that come up here and where this impacts, and of course we're seeing so many, you know, in of legal immigrants that are trying to push back against this, because these individuals, many of them, end up in their neighborhoods. They're there illegally. The cartels, the drug dealers, the pimps, they take advantage of them. They take the young girls and they force them into prostitution. They take the boys, they force them into being mules. They force them and beat them and jump them into the gangs. And where do they turn for assistance? Because if the legal immigrant goes to law enforcement, now those individuals, some of whom may be family members, are suddenly potentially looking at some kind of deportation. Now that's apparently off the table, but even still, everybody is... Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So Mark Morgan is with me, senior fellow at Ferris.org, and that is the Federation of American Immigration Reform, the nation's oldest and largest immigration watchdog organization. And so he is now associated with them, previous title, and we'll call him the Commish, former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We were talking in the break. There's so much for us to cover.
There is
political prosecution. We should talk about that. The illegal immigrants getting away with things that patriots don't. And then you mentioned the Omicron travel ban. Why don't we start with that, Mark?
Yeah, look, this administration said, Patrick Gray, that, even if there is a marginal benefit with respect to this ban, then it's worth going ahead and implementing as we learn more about this Omicron virus. What's ironic about that was in part the same reasoning under the Trump administration that we instituted our travel bans early on. Yet then candidate Biden, among the rest of the Democratic Party, went after us. They vilified us. They called us racist for implementing the ban for essentially almost exactly the same reason. And remember, though, when we instituted the ban early on, there was no widespread testing available. There was no vaccine. Now this president has widespread testing available, widespread vaccine available, and he's instituting the ban. So now it's okay under this administration, when before, when we did it, we were vilified and called a racist. So first of all, the hypocrisy. And then let's talk about right now the hypocrisy that continues. Right now, so if you institute one policy, but yet you allow another demographic to circumvent the very policy that you're trying to justify you need to protect this country. So think about it. Right now, under this administration, Border Patrol has apprehended illegal aliens from 150 different countries, including countries that are on the current ban they just did. But if you enter the southwest border, guess what? No problem. You're banned if you fly in from the country, right, legally. But if you enter from that country illegally, you're allowed in. There's no testing. There's no vaccine mandate. And you're going to be released to the interior United States. And what planet, Pastor Greg, does that make sense?
And then on top of that, as the Tucker Carlson Patriot Purge documentary documented, this was documented testimony and evidence. We have American patriots that are having their doors caved in by another aspect of this Department of Justice and DHS that has deemed American patriots to be the domestic terrorists while the real terrorists are coming in through our southern border. And as you mentioned earlier in our segment, people who are supposedly, you know, on our watch list that are just floating in and nobody's doing anything about them.
That's exactly right. That's why I keep going back. Look, are there countless illegal aliens that are good people that are illegal in? Yes, but they're still breaking our law. This is about border security and illegal immigration. Right. But yet, as I said, when you open your borders, you are opening yourself up to the vulnerability of absolutely a national security catastrophe from our southwest border. So that's exactly right. You know, in part of what they're doing with January 6th, the other thing that gets me really fired up is the riots that we experienced, right, in 2020. Specifically the federal courthouse, the Hatfield courthouse in Portland. That building was attacked every single night with federal agents from CBP inside it. They're trying to literally burn the building down with federal agents inside, night after night after night. Yet we saw very little action by the Justice Department or the FBI with respect to that. So again, it's the hypocrisy. I don't support violence in any form whatsoever to push any type of movement. But if you're going to do it, then you do it consistently across the board. But when you have inconsistent application of the federal law and enforcement of consequences, that's when we start saying, look, this is more being driven by politics rather than substance.
You also mentioned about the dangers that are associated with this. In England recently, there was an MP that was attacked and murdered. There have been two murders over there of UK officials by terrorists in that country, and they have raised their terrorist rate. They recognize that they have a problem and they have a threat, and they are addressing it accordingly. Here in the United States, we know that they have identified and apprehended at the border certain packs of those that are clearly identified as terrorists. We also know that there have been many that have slipped through. And yet it seems that, again, DHS is asleep at the wheel. There's no attention to those threats whatsoever. What is your assessment as someone who was intimately involved in addressing threat assessment and terrorist-level domestic terrorists and these other external terrorist threats? What is your assessment of that, and where do you see us right now?
Yeah. So we have to be very careful and make sure to get our definitions right. So right now, that's what's important. Remember, that's Greg. I served in the FBI, and I was actually a special agent in charge of the FBI's El Paso division. I could see Juarez, Mexico, from my office. So I know the cartels. I know the border. You know, it's not just from my time with DHS as well. And so, look, what we have to be careful. We have not apprehended what we have determined to be a KSA, which is called a known or suspected terrorist. What we have is we've apprehended people that are on the FBI's terror screening database, right? There's some connection, some affiliation, either with a terrorist organization or an individual. In addition to that, we've apprehended thousands of what we call SIA, special interest aliens. And that's illegal aliens, illegal in our border, coming from countries that we are concerned about, that harbor terrorists, finance terrorists, and et cetera. Now we look at what's going on over Iraq. Iraq has once again returned to a terrorist operating base. Their resolve, look, the terrorist organization resolve determination to do harm to this country, both here and abroad, remains alive and well. And they're continuing to look for every possible exploitation that they can do. They have to don't look any further than the southwest border. It is absolutely wide open, and for anyone to think that our southwest border is not a national security threat is naive, and they're sticking their head in the sand.
During the time when you first came back, because you were in a position with the Obama administration, then you were elevated into a position within the Trump administration, and you basically got into a bit of a skirmish with the Obama people because you didn't like the policies that they were putting in place. And I commend you for that. We talked about back in those days, about 5 or 6 years ago, about the issue of the cartels partnering with the terrorists to help get the terrorists across the border. Are we back to those days? Because I know you guys made a significant effort to try to, again, secure the border and shut some of that down.
Yeah. So what we've seen, intelligence shown so far, is that, look, it's bad for the cartel's business, right? So the overreaching a larger umbrella of the cartel for them to get in bed with terrorists, right? Because they know if something happens, if there's a catastrophic crisis that happens and it's directly linked to an illegal entry through the southwest border, they know all heck is going to come down. And so, but what we don't know and what we still need to get intelligence is the smuggling organizations that fall under the cartel umbrella. Look, at the end of the day, they're not as sophisticated, they're not as smart, and they just care about the dollar. There's oftentimes, you know, Pastor Greg, they don't know who they're smuggling in, and they don't care who they're smuggling in. All they care about is the bottom dollar. That's what we have to be really, really concerned about. And look, that is a real threat, especially, look, a lot of people think that it's only Mexican nationals or those from Central America coming across. No. Again, Border Patrol operating people from 150 different countries. This is a global issue. Our borders are wide open, and it's absolutely a national security threat.
And it's an issue, folks, that you know, is something that is addressing every single community across the country, because they're busing and flying people. We didn't even get into that, Mark. We'll do that on your next visit. But they're flying illegals into other parts of the country. And that's something this administration is doing under the dark of night. But we have individuals that have filmed them doing this. All right. Mark Morgan has been our guest. Folks, we're out of time. God bless you. We've got more coming up for you tomorrow. And be sure to get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now remember that last phrase. It says, in Christ Jesus, that is on the basis of your relationship to him, we're to give thanks.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.